Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And hello, Memphis, Shelby County. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Starnes Country. Folks, it's a little chilly outside right now, about 52 degrees here in East Memphis. So if you're heading out, might want to grab a little jacket or a sweater today as you start moving about. It is going to be a beautiful day, another Chamber of Commerce day here in the Mid-South. Of course, also a great night for Friday Night Football. We will be having the big game here on the Mighty 990 a little bit later on this evening, and most of the city evacuating due to fall break. Memphis International checking in with us yesterday evening here at the Mighty 990. Folks, they're expecting well over 50,000 people to be getting out of town, flying somewhere this weekend and heading out. So you folks be safe if you're traveling out there on the roadways. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today, and we have some very special guests coming up. State Senator Brent Taylor will be here in just a few moments. Also, Pamela Furr will be checking in with us from Nashville to talk statewide politics. There's a lot of politics going on. Of course, today, officially, you are going to see National Guard troops patrolling, boots on the ground in Memphis. We've already seen them here. They've been getting their boundaries, and they've been getting their bearings, rather. And National Guard troops will begin their patrols today in the Mid-South. And you're going to be seeing just a lot of young men, young women from the Tennessee National Guard here in the Mid-South. So many of you have been reaching out, and our phones have been lighting up over the past couple of weeks with local businesses, local citizens wanting to do whatever they can to help the National Guard. And here's the deal today, and this isn't going to cost you any money at all, but if you have a business, maybe you're a restaurant owner, or maybe you're a small business owner, and you want to do something to help the National Guard, I want you to give us a call, and you can pass along that information to the thousands of people that are listening to the Mighty 990. So our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. If you have a restaurant and you want to do something nice for the federal law enforcement officers that are here, folks that are here for the Memphis Safe Task Force, you give us a call and we'll let you pass along that information to our audience. And also, just as a way of saying thank you, because it's all hands on deck here, and KWAM, we're proud to be the communication part of all of this. And I will say this, and I knew this was going to happen, but there is a lot of hatred now being directed at the National Guard troops, and a lot of it is coming from our local media. And I'm not surprised by that. I know many of you are going to be shocked, but the reality is most of the newsrooms in the Mid-South are populated by leftists who side with the criminal element instead of the law-abiding citizens. By the way, the latest headline from Fox 13, and I just don't know what is going on over there, but now Fox 13, this is the headline, Fox 13 investigates use of pretextual traffic stops with local federal officers in Memphis. And the gist of this article, and by the way, they interviewed Councilman Jeff Warren, so you kind of get a pretty good idea of where the story was going. But my question is, why aren't we investigating, and why isn't Fox 13 investigating all of these criminals that are out there committing all the bad stuff? Why are we focusing all of our efforts on law enforcement here? Also, Channel 5 talking about a Memphian who shared his very bad interaction with the Memphis Safe Task Force on Wednesday. So, again, you can expect more of this, but overwhelmingly, the people we're talking to actually support having the National Guard here. Can we talk about Tammy Sawyer for just a moment? Now, this woman has a problem with white babies and law enforcement, and not necessarily in that order. yesterday, and we released this exclusive video on the Mighty 990. And thank God for State Senator Brent Taylor, and he'll be here in just a moment to talk about this more in depth. But the video shows Tammy Sawyer, and as far as, here is the working theory of what happened. Apparently, she has private security, and she tried to smuggle a gun into the courthouse using her private security. And she got stopped, as the deputies should have done. I mean, no one is allowed to do that. No one. And Tammy Sawyer, just like Letitia James out of New York, no one is above the law. Well, except for Tammy Sawyer, because she laid in to the deputy sheriffs, and it was an ugly scene. The profanity coming out of that woman's mouth, it would have made a sailor blush. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, it was horrifying. And then she turns her wrath on the poor white deputy, and I guess it's only because he was white, because he didn't do anything. He's just, and so some of the black officers have to come in between Tammy and this white officer. It's unbelievable what happened, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, we're going to be following all of those developments throughout the morning. We're going to be talking to Senator Taylor about it here momentarily. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926, Shelby County Republican Party. Man, they were on this story like Tiny Tim on a Christmas ham. I've never seen anything like it. They are now calling for Tammy Sawyer's resignation. Quite frankly, I'm wondering why she wasn't fired, and did somebody confiscate the gun? Because if this had been anybody else, they would have been in jail. And they would be facing some serious charges. I mean, that is a felony offense, trying to get a gun into the courthouse. And by the way, Tammy Sawyer has been leading the charge that Memphis is the safest city in America. So if that's the case, why does she need personal security? And also, who is paying for the private security? These are all questions that we have, ladies and gentlemen. We're hoping that Senator Taylor will be able to answer those. We're going to take a quick break here, folks, checking in with KWAM Sports Director Parker May. He'll be providing you your Friday sports update. After that, Commander Chuck, we're following a pretty serious crash on Forest Irene, and we understand traffic back up about 5 minutes, so better pack some patience if you're traveling Forest Irene this morning. All right, it is now 53 degrees here in East Memphis. I'm Todd Stearns in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Stearns Country. I'm Todd Stearns. Just to give you an update, that crash over at Highway 385 East at Bailey Station Road, and the traffic is backed up all the way to Forest Irene Road. You're expecting delays of up to at least 5 minutes. So just stop and go traffic right now. Be careful if you're out there in that area. And we appreciate the KWAM traffic trooper who called in and let us know about that. All right. The question of the hour. Is it time to give Tammy Sawyer the heave ho? 901-260-5926. Our telephone number, that's 901-260-5926. And we're honored to have our state senator, Brent Taylor. And did you come in off? Were you on patrol last night with the guard, and you just popped on over early this morning? I know you're not a morning guy.
I'm not a morning guy. That's why I got up this morning in order. And you were kind enough to say, look, at 7:15, you don't have to come in the studio. We'll call you. But by the time I got up, because I didn't want to sound like I was still in bed, by the time I got up early enough for my voice to wake up, I thought, well, hell, I'll just drive into the studio.
Well, look, this show is always powered by Community Coffee, so that's how we do it, so you make it look easy. Senator, what the heck is going on here with Tammy Sawyer? That was insane, that video.
It wasn't, and if you haven't seen it, all you need to know is that Tammy Sawyer was screaming like her mother changed the Netflix password. And look, I understand she says she's not safe, doesn't feel safe, that she's had threats. I've had threats. But you know what I didn't do when I had threats? I worked with law enforcement to ensure my safety. She did the opposite. She worked against law enforcement for her safety. And again, she was just screaming like her mother changed the Netflix password.
It's not the first time we've seen her do this. And of course, she inserted herself into a situation in front of Crosstown Concourse that led to her being placed in a patrol car. And then those charges were dropped. I'm just wondering, you know, again, we've been waiting. We reached out to the Sheriff's Department. PIO said they were going to get back to us. That's been like, I don't know, 12, 13 hours ago. And nobody really wants to talk about this. But it seems to me if any other citizen had done what she did, they would be in jail right now.
There is actually a citizen who has done this. His name is Dedrick Patterson. In June of this year, he attempted to smuggle a gun into 201 Poplar, where the criminal courts are. He was arrested, and he is still in jail. So the average citizen gets arrested for this kind of thing. And Tammy Sawyer, what happened back at the Sears Crosstown incident, where she entered a crime scene and would not leave, and she was detained by police. She wasn't arrested. She was detained. Because she got away with that, it's just like people's children. If there are no consequences for one action, it just continues to escalate. If she is not held accountable for this tirade yesterday in the attempt to smuggle a gun into the courthouse, if she gets away with it, she will escalate again, and Todd, eventually someone's going to get hurt.
No doubt about it. It's a very dangerous situation. And, of course, Tammy Sawyer released a statement to WMC TV, and she's blaming all of this on the National Guard. You know, she said that she's just under immense stress because of the federal occupation of Memphis. Your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, she has taken the segregationist governor's position on the National Guard coming to town because she's towing the same line that George Wallace and Orville Faubus and Ross Barnett did in the 1960s when they didn't want the National Guard there to protect the rights of blacks. And our rights are being violated because the criminals run the streets. And it was a just cause in the 1960s for the National Guard to go to those communities to protect the rights of African Americans. It is a just cause today to protect our rights to live in our homes peacefully and shop in our stores and eat in our restaurants. And she is on the wrong side of history.
Well, she is. And I don't understand the idea here that she needs personal security. And I'm curious who's paying for that. Are we, the taxpayers, having to foot the bill for that? And if, in fact, Memphis is as safe as she has been advocating that it is, then why does she need security?
Look, I don't doubt the fact that she's received threats. As a matter of fact, I think since this has come up, she has posted some of the comments that she's gotten. Look, I get those same type of threats. And occasionally they're credible, and I reach out to law enforcement. THP is responsible for lawmakers, security, and I have called on them a couple of times. They've been to my home a couple of times because of threats. But you work with law enforcement to deal with those threats. You don't work against law enforcement.
I'm sorry. I don't believe she's getting threats, Senator. I really don't. And here's why I say that. She would have already posted them all. And then when you look at she did post one. There's no name. There's nothing attached at all. So that's why I just question the validity of all of this. Okay, and fine. Maybe she is getting threats, but I want to see the evidence. I want to see the good. I don't trust her.
Well, I don't trust her either. Matter of fact, she's so untrustworthy, I wouldn't even believe her welcome mat at her front door.
Yeah, I definitely would not do that. I definitely wouldn't do that. State Senator Brent Taylor joining us. Senator, the media, local media, they're starting to show their colors now, and it is not looking good. They are going after the National Guard. As a matter of fact, Fox 13 they're investigating again. And I know we're going to get calls from their newsroom because their news director, he doesn't like it when we expose what they're up to. Fox 13 investigates use of pretextual traffic stops with local federal officers in Memphis. I don't think there's such a thing as a pretextual traffic stop. If you've got a broken tail light or you don't have a tag, they have a right to pull you over. That's a crime.
That's correct. And we went through all of this in Nashville in the General Assembly when John Gillespie and I passed a law that prohibits the Memphis City Council from banning routine traffic stops. There is no such thing as a pretextual stop. If you are breaking the law, if you have expired tags, if you have headlights that don't work, if you have a bumper that's dragging the ground, the police have the authority to pull you over. And there's no such thing as a pretextual traffic stop.
Oh, well, so Fox 13 spoke to City Councilman Jeff Warren. And here's what Jeff Warren had to say, and I'll do my best to read this as Jeff would. He says, I mean, if it's speeding and reckless driving, yeah, you take them to jail. But if they just have parking tickets and they can't afford to pay them, or they don't have the money to pay for their license or registration, but they're supporting their family and they're going to work every day, I don't want to see those people in jail. So what the councilman is saying here is that if they don't have the money for a driver's license or to pay for their registration, we ought to give them a pass.
It's ridiculous. Matter of fact, Tammy Sawyer, when the National Guard was found out they were coming, she sends out these tips. And it basically is, if you've got outstanding warrants, you need to get those taken care of. If your license is expired, you need to get it get that brought up to date. Basically telling people you need to start following the law because the adults are coming and we're going to have to put up with this for a while.
Wow. Senator, this is we've got another crazy story. There's a guy, a restaurant owner. Again, this is a Channel 3 story. So we have Fox 13, Channel 5, now Channel 3. And Channel 3 interviewed a restaurant owner in Whitehaven. And he said, I want to make sure I get this correct. The restaurant is Trap Fusion 901. And here's what the owner said, Jason Gardner. He said, what we've seen thus far, everybody in the neighborhood has seen a decrease in business simply because the people who support our restaurant and actually come to our restaurant are the people with bad tags. So I guess they have a lot of criminals that like to chow down over there.
Todd, I attended yesterday the award ceremony for Edge, the economic growth engine. They do a lot of business recruitment, and they do a lot of micro business loans. And they gave out their awards yesterday, and I was one of the presenters. The gentleman that owns Trap Fusion 901 or whatever, he was one of the award recipients. And he spoke, and he said, the people that come into my restaurant, he said, I'm talking to the youth, I'm talking to the 15-year-old, the 16-year-old, I'm sitting in my restaurant, I'm talking to them with the guns on the table. So, yeah, that's who is attending his restaurant.
Wow, that's good to know, actually. So if you're making dinner reservations tonight. Senator, we've got about 30 seconds here, 40 seconds. How are things going with the, you know, with the law enforcement being here, all the federal troops? There seems to be a different vibe.
There is a vibe shift, no doubt. People feel safe that they haven't felt in a long, long time. And these news stations are having to look very hard to try to find somebody that finds all of this negative. And they should embrace the positive. This is the generational thing, and this will create a new Memphis for us, Todd, and I'm excited about it.
No, I am too. And, Senator, we have to say thank you, and we can't say enough thanks because you have been bulldogging this from day one, and as a result of that, we've got law enforcement on the ground here, and I think we are going to have a safer Memphis, and we're going to have I think we're illustrating and demonstrating to the nation that Memphis really does matter.
It does. To make Memphis matter, we have to make Memphis safe.
That's it. All right. State Senator Brent Taylor in studio this morning here in Stearns Country. We're going to be taking your calls as well. 901-260-5926. A lot of you folks weighing in on our social media this morning. We'll be reading some of those comments. 901-260-5926. And we'll be taking your calls coming up after the break. Pamela Furr from Nashville weighing in on state politics, national politics, also that situation at UT Chattanooga. Well, we've got some great news there regarding TPUSA. We'll be right back, everybody. And welcome back to Stearns Country here on the Mighty 990. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday. This is one of those mornings where you want to get yourself a big old cup of community coffee, my favorite blend, pecan praline, and walk outside, sit on your front porch in a rocking chair, and enjoy a slow start to the morning, unless you're on I-240, and, well, you just might want to wait until you get to the office to pour that cup of coffee. Hey, if you're looking for something really fun to do tonight, well, we've got a couple of things for you. It's the Memphis Bacon and Bourbon Festival, all of that happening at the FedEx Center at Shelby Farms. Tonight from 6 to 9, you're going to have lots of bacon and bourbon on hand, and that's pretty much all you need to know. By the way, all the proceeds of the Bacon and Bourbon Festival go to support the Memphis Farmers Market. And what a great thing they're doing down at the farmers market. If you haven't been to the one in downtown, it's a lot of fun. And the best part about it, it is safe as all get out now that we've got the National Guard in town. And also for you politicos out there, I am honored to be emceeing tonight's evening reception in support of State Representative Ron Gant. You'll also be able to meet Senator Marsha Blackburn. She is among the special guests, and all of that happening at the Ridgeway Country Club. That all kicks off tonight, 6 to 7:30, so you can go to the reception, then head over and do the bacon and bourbon thing. And I know Pamela Furr is already, she's already jumped in the car making her way to Memphis for the Bacon and Bourbon Fest. Pamela, how's it going?
As soon as you said it, Todd, I'm like, wait, how soon can I get there? I love bacon and I love bourbon.
And Republicans. So.
And Republicans, exactly.
Pamela Furr with us, our great friend from Americans for Prosperity, Tennessee, and they're just doing some great work in our city. Pamela, are you doing well? I mean, you're like in Nashville. Everybody in the country music industry knows you, and I know we're talking politics, but we got to talk about two things. And first of all, thank God that Dolly Parton is still with us, because I think the country was pretty much triggered this week.
Yeah. It's like, no, we cannot handle another leaving us. No, we cannot. No. Dolly, say it ain't so. And I guess because her sister posted, please pray for my sister, that everybody freaked out. So I'm glad that she did a video telling the world that she's okay. And a collective sigh of relief all over the world.
No, I think we needed to see that proof of life video. I think it was necessary. You know, it's interesting. The sister Frida, she posted a statement, I guess, the following day, and she was like, oh, you know, she was just under the weather. You know, I'm like, you know what, Frida? That would have been a good line to include.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that out there. And then you've got Zach Bryan, who's like a Grammy winner, and he's created all sorts of controversy. What is going on?
Yeah, I guess in one of his songs, now I have to be honest with you, I didn't really know who he was until this controversy. Even, you know, in Nashville circles, he's more of an up-and-comer, although he has had quite a bit of success, right? And he has sold out a couple of stadiums or at least auditoriums or something. You know, he's had success, so don't get me wrong. But some are saying superstar, legend, and he's not quite at that status yet. But let me say, so he's written a song that he now says, he's responded to all this controversy, that he wrote months ago, and it has a line about ICE, you know, tearing, knocking on your door, taking you from your homes, et cetera, et cetera. And he says that the whole song is about America and patriotism. I call BS on that because the segment that he pulled, or his people pulled, to promote the album, I guess it's called Bad News, to promote that thing, was that specific line. And it was released on, posted on October the 6th. Now, you cannot tell me that wasn't on purpose. Now, bad publicity is sometimes good publicity, they say. And I think that's what his people, I think they banked on all of this controversy just to get his name out there and for the publicity. But he wrote the song, he wrote the lyric, and they had to have known it was going to cause this kind of backlash, and rightfully so. You've got ICE agents putting their lives on the line to defend this country and to get things back to where they should be in this country. And for him to make light of that in a song just for publicity is kind of outrageous to me.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And now this is bad. This is really bad. Now Lee Greenwood is weighing in. And you really don't want to piss off Lee Greenwood.
You do not. Oh, no. What has he said?
Well, Lee says, I never thought of using music to divide Americans, yet the opposite to bring them together. And he's talking about how his song has been used by every president from, you know, Bush to Obama and everybody in between, you know, as a great example of that. And of course, John Rich was like right out of the gate saying, dude, what the? But he said,
what are you doing?
He said that Nashville is actually full of guys like this. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people, I think country music originally was apolitical, you know, and then, you know, it sort of morphed into, you know, God and country and patriotism. But it is true. There are some, there are a lot of liberals in country music.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say some. Like you said, a lot of liberals. I don't know if you remember this controversy. It wasn't that very long ago when the Country Music Association Foundation invited Mike Huckabee to be on the board, and Music Row flipped their lid because he's against gays, he's against all this, and they removed him from the board of that foundation. Or I think he may have said, you know what, I don't need this.
Resigned.
I love country music.
I wrote a chapter in my book about this called Dixie's Done Gone Woke. That was the actual chapter title. And Huckabee said, you know what, this is all about the kids, and I don't want to be a distraction. Yeah. But the guy who headed up the foundation, who's married to a dude, I think he's from California, they got kids. And the guy said that country music really wasn't for people like Mike Huckabee. And I'm like,
I know, isn't that crazy?
What the heck?
Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever. But John Rich is right. There are a lot of people in the music city who, in the country music industry, country music singers, writers, bands, members, or what have you, that are very patriotic, very conservative, but they're afraid to say a word because they'll lose their record deal, they'll lose their way of living, you know, paying for their kids to go to school, you know, all these things, so they don't say anything. And that's horrible. Or band members who can't say anything because they need to make a living, and this is the only skill that they have, which is, you know, Mama always said to have a backup. But regardless, that's the way it is in Music City. There are so many woke people who run the industry that believe that if you say one word that's controversial, which is funny, patriotic/controversial, you'll suffer the consequences. That's why people like John Rich. That's why people like Chris Jansen. There are others who stand up for what they believe. They stand up for this country, and they should be celebrated every time they do it because they've got an entire industry that's against them.
Well said, well said. And, you know, by the way, yesterday on the show, Pamela, we were talking about replacements for the Super Bowl halftime performance, preferably somebody who you don't need to Rosetta Stone to understand. And it was so funny. Kid Rock, you know, everybody was calling Kid Rock, Kid Rock. A lot of country music stars, you know, were mentioned. And I think, you know, people are craving that, you know, they want to be entertained. They don't want to have some sort of, you know, propaganda shoved down their throats. I mean, come on.
Right, right. Exactly. But that's what's going to happen. Jay-Z that handles, or his company, Rock Nation, that handles the Super Bowl show. And so you know that every performance for, what, the next 10 years for the Super Bowl is going to be some woke crap. And, that's just – so I love the fact that there's an alternative Super Bowl show that you can watch if you care to do so.
Well, absolutely.
And 15, 20 minutes time span.
Yeah, Turning Point USA. Yeah, they're doing the alternative halftime show. That'll be fun. They haven't announced the lineup yet, but when they do, we'll definitely we'll get that. I've got to ask you about the National Guard. You know, you know how bad it is in Memphis, but I'm telling you, Pamela, it is a vibe change, and people are getting out and they're going back downtown. They're out on Beale Street, the Orpheum Theater. It's just really been amazing just to see the change. And now the National Guard is here. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like.
Nice. So even the threat of the National Guard cleaned up the streets a little bit. So now that they are there, it's going to be even better. I love it. Well, then I need to come see you guys very, very soon then.
Yes, you do. It's, you know, I know our liberal politicians are saying we're being occupied. If this is what occupation feels right, I'm like, occupy me, baby.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded weird. Sorry. It's, Pamela Furr joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today.
That was great.
Marsha Blackburn's in town. Yesterday we had John Rose on Newsmax with us talking about that situation at UT Chattanooga where the Student Government Association actually banned Turning Point USA from having a club on campus. And all you know what broke loose. And, of course, now the good news is administration stepped in. Were you surprised that Chattanooga, you know, of all places?
Yeah, it really did surprise me. You know, Americans for Prosperity Tennessee, we've been partnering with the TP USA chapters here in Tennessee to do some things. And we are very involved with the chapter at UT in Knoxville, right? And so we were looking forward to doing a couple of events with the Chattanooga chapter. So when we heard that they were denied, I mean, we're picking up the phone calling, what is going on? What can we do to help? Who do we need to call? But the dean, what is it? The dean of students, I guess, is actually the one that overturns that denial. And so things will be pressing forward. But it just made no sense with everything that has gone on in the last couple of weeks. I think we're, right at a month now since Charlie Kirk was assassinated. With everything, that made no sense for that to be denied. I don't know why they did that. I don't know. Did they want headlines? Did they want... it was not a smart move, but it in the end did not pan out. So that's the good news here.
It is the good news, but I think it is, again, a troubling thing that you've got students who are making those decisions, and these are kids that have clearly, you know, bought into the propaganda and the indoctrination in a lot of these classrooms around the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, you're right. But it's changing, and so the good news is, now that there is a chapter that's allowed on the campus of UT Chattanooga, maybe we can start working to change the minds of those kids on that campus.
I got a text message last night, Pamela, from Rhodes College, a student at Rhodes College. They're starting a TPUSA chapter at Rhodes, which is really exciting. And they have raised so many conservative alumni have jumped in and said, you know what? We're going to back you guys. We're going to support you. We're going to do some things with the kids from Rhodes. What is it? Last week, spoke to about 60 kids at 6:30 in the morning at Collierville High School that, you know, are starting a TPUSA club.
Early.
Yeah, it's shocking.
They were there that early. That's amazing.
Well, they weren't there for me. It was the free Chick-fil-A. But I think I delivered a pretty darn good little message.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Pizza, Chick-fil-A, we're there.
Right.
But I think, and I'll give you the last word, Pamela, we're super late for break, but I think that something is happening across the volunteer state, and that just makes me feel good.
Yeah, it really does, and these young people are ready to be involved in their communities. They're ready to be involved in politics. They're ready to be involved in what continues to make Tennessee one of the greatest states in this country. And so AFP is going to stand right along with them, and we're going to do some great things here in this state. But somebody my age, our age, Todd, it really is good to see these kids excited about the future, excited about their country, and excited about Tennessee. I know now that 20 years from now, when I am in a wheelchair, these kids will have done great things.
Well said.
So that I can continue to thrive. Seriously. I'm laughing, but I mean that.
All right, Pamela, we got to run. A great hearing from you. We'll save you some bourbon and bacon.
Excellent. I will talk to you soon.
All right, folks, hang tight. Aiden Pettit standing by with a look at what's happening this weekend. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us in Stearns Country here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. A lot going on today. By the way, don't forget 7 o'clock game time here on the Mighty 990. Walker Beaudry with the game. Brad Crest taking on Brentwood Academy tonight down in Eads. Going to be a great night for football action. And what a great stadium, too. So be sure to go and support the folks over at Bradcrest Christian School. And if you can't make it out to the game, you can listen to it right here on the Mighty 990. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. You know, this whole situation with Tammy Sawyer is beyond troubling, because it really does illustrate a much bigger problem here in the Mid-South, where the Democrats, they've been in control of city and county government for generations now. And as a result, corruption and grift has taken hold. And many of these lawmakers now believe that they are above the law. Tammy Sawyer truly believes, and you can see this with her interactions. And I've been told there's so much more out there it would just make your toes curl. It's that crazy. But the reality is that Tammy Sawyer has been allowed to get away with all of this. And when you allow people day after day to get away with just flagrantly disobeying the law, well, you're going to have a situation like what happened in front of the courthouse yesterday. And let me say this. One of the bigger concerns I have is for the safety of law enforcement. I mean, we've seen these Democrats, and they are unhinged. It's a dangerous situation. Last night, for example, they had the big gubernatorial debate in the Commonwealth of Virginia. You have Winsome Sears, the lieutenant governor, a Republican, Abigail Spanberger, who is the congresswoman. She's the Democrat. And Spanberger refused multiple times, refused to condemn the horrifying text messages from the guy running on the Democrat ticket as the attorney general there, a guy by the name of Jay Jones, who said he fantasized about putting two bullets in the head of the then Republican leader of the House of Delegates in Virginia. And then this same guy said that he wanted to urinate on the grave of the Republican lawmaker after he killed him. And then he wanted to kill the guy's children and make his wife watch the murders of the children. Said they were breeding a little fascist. I mean, this is the Democrat nominee for the top law enforcement position in Virginia. And when you see what's happening on the broader national scene with the Democrats, Maxine Waters telling people to get in the face of Trump supporters to absolutely harass them in restaurants and gas stations and supermarkets, you know, this is not hyperbole. This is what they literally want these mobs to do, which is why we have Antifa out there causing mayhem in major cities. I mean, if you think it's bad here, try living in Portland, Oregon, which, by the way, used to be such a beautiful, fun city, just like Memphis was. But then the leftists came in, and everywhere that Democrats control government, you have war zones. And that's just not right. But you know what? The National Guard is here, ladies and gentlemen, and they're about to fix it. So get out there, enjoy the weekend, enjoy our great city. 11 o'clock, be sure to listen to the Todd Stern Show right here on KWAM, the Mighty 990.